Anyways, time for the limo entrances. First out is, I'm just going to call her Jersey. She had on this leopard slinky dress, which I loved.
Loved.
She got my invite to the cookout just for this moment.
Nice. It was a good dress.
It was a good dress. I just love a tacky Jersey girl. And it wasn't that tacky. It's leopard, which we're just not used to seeing coming out of a limo entrance. Yeah. I just love that was the first dress. It was a long, slinky leopard dress.
Yep.
And she's from Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Just loved it. It was a cow neck.
It was a cow neck.
It was a spaghetti strap. It was just trash.
It was just trash.
Love it.
But yeah, exactly. Love it, though. I want to see more print. I wish we see more print in limo entrances.
You know, I actually wrote that every single one of these girls got their dress at the Lord & Taylor sales section.
Everyone.
Like, every last one of them.
Yep. All the dresses came from the same store.
The same store.
Yep.
Whew. Thank God for Instagram.
Yeah. A shout out to Lauren, I think was her name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got Carrie, 27, from Kansas.
Yep.
Bright neon magenta mess of a dress.
It was bad.
The color was blinding. It was like neon magenta.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And I guess she didn't, and it was ruched.
And it was ruched.
Yeah. And it was short.
And short. Just so many elements.
It was a lot.
Melissa was next. She had on a pretty lame, just black.
Yeah, black dress. Yeah.
Same poof, hair poof. Didn't try to do anything different with her hair. Sharon, 32, from New York.
Mm-hmm.
A little cross-eyed to me. I don't know.
I couldn't even pay attention because this bitch had the nerve to salsa.
To salsa as she walked to him. Whack and bizarre.
And
like, why?
Right. Speak Spanish. God forbid she actually identifies as Hispanic or Spanish. But she speaks Spanish and does the salsa in this thing. What?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Next, Natalie from Chicago.
Oh my God.
Just looks tragic.
Natalie from Chicago took every trend that looked horrible at this time and wore it all at once.
One time.
A baby blue smoky eye.
Mm-hmm.
A contour. This is when we were first getting into the contour.
Really?
And honestly,
this early.
And if you weren't a drag queen, you couldn't do it. Forget a makeup artist. A drag queen. It was not it. It was not it. Then she had this blonde hair, like OD white blonde
platinum
hair.
Platinum blonde.
Yeah.
Pin straight with extensions. Like, it was not good.
Extensions that were not that great. Not well placed.
No.
Right?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? And then the dress.
I am almost positive this was my sophomore semi dress. I swear. I think hers was blue. Mine was pink. I have the pictures. No lie. I think I had this exact dress that she wore. Yup.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir.
Oh, God. You'll have to post it. I'll have to put it
on
stories.
I'm going to try to find a picture.
Yeah.
But her skin was so tan.
So dark.
Against the blonde hair. Natalie looked awful.
Yeah, I feel bad. Natalie, like, fell into every trend that was going on at the time.
Just took them all and ran.
Yep.
Naomi. Naomi looks like a bootleg Ava Mendez.
Yeah, Naomi. She does.
She might be a POC.
Maybe.
She might be from like Sicily or something, like
dark
skin Italian.
Right. Maybe.
Her shoes were killing me though. It was I don't know if you saw.
Shoe.
It was it was damn near a kitten heel. It was a low heel. Not a kitten, but it was low. And it was closed toed.
Oh, was it?
Closed toed, like you wanted the office. We got a board meeting. That's what you wore walking out the limo? Ugh.
The sticking in her hair is what got me, because I thought it was a claw clip.
Oh, God.
And I was like, Natalie, girl.
Oh,
would you not finish blow drying? What happened?
Right.
But it was one of them sticks. You know how the girls used to put sticks in their hair like this?
Yes, they'll stick through.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. Who else? Megan, I love the color of Megan's dress. It's like an emerald jewel.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I always love.
Nice.
She's also a mother, one of the mothers of the pack. Stacia was next.
Yeah.
Stacia, she has like a 1920s flapper haircut, but it's doing nothing.
Nothing. I think, if I remember correctly, this was at the tail end of the Victoria Beckham moment.
Oh, when she had that haircut.
When she had that iconic haircut that she clearly got clipped every week, okay?
Right.
Looked so good on Victoria Beckham, and that's pretty much it.
That's it.
Yeah. It didn't look good on a lot of people.
Yeah, that could be it, because I was like, why is this haircut a thing? This is terrible.
Yeah.
Her dress is off. She had a purple sequined halter dress.
A lot.
It looked to me, I wrote, looks like a Las Vegas off the strip showgirl.
Oh, dear.
She's not in the big hotels. Yeah. She's in the motels. Oh, and their little sad shows that they do. It's terrible. Terrible dress.
Yeah.
Jackie, another flowy leopard dress that appreciate the leopard, but the dress looked...
Yeah, it looks very like, let's go on a picnic.
Yeah. It was Moo-Moo-esque.
Yeah, it was.
With how large it was and flowy. Like, Lisa from Idaho, another one just dangerously thin.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa.
A lot of girls, they look very, very thin.
Really thin, yeah.
Stephanie, my girl Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
I love this look.
I thought it was a little much, but it was good.
It was good. It was pink. It was patterned. It was sequins.
Mm-hmm.
Her boobs were out.
Yep.
It was another like Real Housewives of Orange County season one.
Totally. Going to somebody's graduation pool party. Yes absolutely.
Yes. Vicky's like one of her kids is graduating. Backyard. Yep. One of those. But yeah, I appreciated it.
Yeah.
Some girl named Treasure.
Treasure.
A white girl with this ghetto fabulous name. Treasure. She said it twice. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. That was really her name.
Uh-huh.
Treasure. Hilarious. Raquel from Brazil.
All right.
Okay.
Somebody. Jeez.
Somebody. I mean, she looked white, but all right.
Yeah, definitely.
International taker.
And then Jason said he speaks a little Spanish, which I don't know what that has to do with Brazil, Jason.
I know. As he said that, I was like, he definitely thinks they speak Spanish in Brazil. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Mm. Oh, God. Shelby, someone named Shelby who looked like a Shelby.
Yeah.
Right? Bottle blonde, short bob, haircut with the bump it in the back.
Yeah.
That is Shelby. That is a Shelby.
I love a Shelby. I love a Shelby.
Nikki was the best looking one.
By far. Timeless dress.
Timeless. Yeah.
Really nice. Just looked very pretty. Titties sitting.
Sitting out. Looking good. Mm-hmm. Looking good.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Jessica Rabbit-esque dress. Mm, like black sequins.
Yeah.
And Nikki has, I think, the thickest eyebrows as well. Or thicker than the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
So she looks, more timeless. All these girls look dated. Very dated.
Very.
Yeah.
And even farther back than the time was.
Then even farther back. Early 2000s.
Yes!
This is late 2000s.
Yeah.
Right? We get Molly, who we already know is our winner.
I knew was an M name, and I was pretty sure it was Molly. Okay.
Who's 24. I didn't realize she was that young.
A baby.
Child. Same middle poof hair.
Thing. Yep.
She had on a terrible dress. It's another terrible one. Now Erica, 25.
Yes.
Erica was kind of thick.
She might
have been a size 8, I'd say. Compared to all the other girls, I was like, oh.
I know.
Okay. Yeah,
she was kind of thick. She was definitely very Jessica Simpson heavy inspired.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.